stay tuned for Stranded, which is coming up next, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Julie Ferris from Mauve. You're listening to UBC Radio CITR FM 101.99.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the UBC campus here in Vancouver, and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name is Matt, and this week at this slot for an hour and a half, I broadcast for you some wonderful tunes from Australia and the region, occasionally New Zealand, and of course lots of local music here from Vancouver and beyond as well, this wonderful country of Canada. And this week, of course, is part two of my latest chat with Steve Kilby of The Church. And the last week he spoke about Isidore, his latest side project with Jeffrey Kane. It's been 7 years since the first Isidore album, and album number two, Life Somewhere Else, is out currently. And I'll be playing for you some tracks from that album this week and broadcasting the second part of my chat with Steve when I spoke with him down the line from his residence in Bondi, Sydney. So that's coming on later on in the show. And also I'll be playing Synthcake, a local band here from Vancouver who has a release party this evening for their latest release. That's coming up. Some new Australian music. And also, I wanted to just mark this moment as an anniversary of a great album, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Nick Cave needs very little introduction, being a very established artist, one of the greatest songwriters to come out of Australia. He released an album with the Bad Seeds 20 years ago called Henry's Dream. So I thought I'd play just a few tracks from that album to remind you of the extraordinary songwriting talent of Nick Cave. It's an album that I've certainly enjoyed and listened to a lot when it first came out. And it was released exactly 20 years ago to the day tomorrow, in North America at least. I think it came out late April in Australia and elsewhere, but it came out in America and this part of the world on 12th of May, 20 years ago, 1992. So, yeah, I thought I'd play for you a couple of tracks. And also, there's been a re-release series of a lot of the Nick Cave albums remastered with additional tracks. And to go along with that, there's been a little mini documentary made, and I found online here. A whole bunch of people, members of the Bad Seeds, producers, other musical musicians who are very think highly of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They're talking about his music and the series of albums that have come out in this re-release series. There's the Tender Prey album, the Good Son album, and Henry's Dream. So they've all been re-released with extra tracks. And I'm going to play for you a little bit from the section of this short film where people are being interviewed about this album in particular, Henry's Dream from 1992. So we're talking about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, 20 years since the release of Henry's Dream. Let's play for you Papa Won't Leave You Henry, a rollicking track. Then we'll also play Straight to You, another single, and then a little bit of people chatting about the album. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
I went out walking the other day. The heat hung wet around my neck. My head had rung with screams and groans for the night I spent amongst her bones. And I passed beside the mission house where that mad old buzzard, the Reverend, shrieked and flapped about life after you're dead. Well, I thought about my friend Michelle, how they rolled him in linoleum and they shot him in the neck. A bloody halo like a think bubble circling his head. And I bellowed at the firmament, looks like the rains are here to stay. And the rain pissed down upon me and it washed me all away. Saying, Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard and a many fall by the side. But Papa won't leave you, Henry, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road. Oh yeah, I went on down the road. Well, the moon looks exhausted, like something you should pity. I spent an age spotted above the sizzling wires of the city. But it reminded me of her face and her bleached and hungry eyes. Her hair was like a curtain, falling open with the laughter and closing with the lies. And the ghost of her still lingers on, though she's passed through me and is gone. Well, the slum dogs, they are barking, the rain children on the streets, and the tears that we will weep today will all be washed away. By the tears that we will weep, we'll weep again tomorrow. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard, and a many fall by the side. Papa won't leave you, Henry, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road. Oh yeah, I went on down the road.
And I came upon a little house, a little house upon a hill. And I entered through and the curtain hissed into the house with its blood-red bowels, where wet-lipped women with greasy fists crawled the ceilings and the walls. And they filled me full of drink and they led me round the rooms, naked and cold and grinning, until everything went black and I came down spinning. I woke so drunk and full of rage that I could hardly speak. A fag and a whalebone corset draping his dick across my cheek. Well, it's into the shame and it's into the guilt and it's into the fucking brain. And a wall's red, red around me, a warm arterial spray. Say, I won't leave you, Henry. I won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the night is dark and the night is deep and the shores are open wide. Yeah, well, Papa won't leave you, Henry. So there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road.
living. Death comes leaping out of every doorway, wasting you for your money, for your clothes and for your nothing. Entire towns being washed away, from fellas exploding on inflammable spillways, and a lynch mob, death squads, babies being born without brains, the mad heat and the relentless rains. What if you stick your arm into that hole and it comes out sheared up to the bone? And with the kisses up a man on my lip, I swipe the rain on a lily mist. And then I went on down the road.
You went on down that road.
Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard, and many fall by the side. I'm going to leave you, Henry, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road. Oh, yeah, I went on down the road. Yeah, thing beneath my halo.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Welcome back. This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Nick Cave from the Bad Seeds there with a beautiful track, that ballad Straight to You. And that is off the Henry Stream album, which came out exactly 20 years ago. It's hard to believe, 1992. I have fond memories of that album. I had that on cassette, and I remember playing it in the car when my family went on a road trip, and I was just trying to drill it into my parents that, oh my God, this is amazing music. And I thought it was more palatable because, of course, at the time it was when Nirvana was hitting, and I thought that was just so too abrasive for my parents. I had to wear headphones in the house. I didn't want to make them think that I was listening to such abrasive music, but I thought, oh, Nick Cave, he's mature, he's poetic, but I still think it kind of scared my parents a little bit because these tracks are pretty intense as well. Jack the Ripper is another really intense track on this album. So it came out in 1992, Henry's Dream. So it was produced by a gentleman named David Briggs, and apparently there was a little bit of tension. The band, Nick Cave, were never particularly happy with the finished product. The songs were strong, but David Briggs previously had worked with Neil Young, and he developed a method where he did a lot of work just straight to the studio, which I guess worked for Neil. Nick Cave didn't think it worked terribly well for the band, so they went on to specifically record a live album, Live Seeds, which they felt would give justice to these strong songs. So, yeah, I mean, production is a matter of taste, and many people still believe this is an incredibly strong album. It was released after the 1990 record The Good Son and before Let Love In from 1994, so this is a very strong run of releases for the band. And it really was rated highly by a lot of tastemakers. Rolling Stone, Spin Magazine both gave it 4 stars, and it was listed as in the top albums of the year for Melody Maker, listed as number 7, NME number 5. So yeah, I highly recommend you tracking it down. I thought I'd play for you one more song, which is a B-side or a special, an outtake from the release, because there is a new release of the album, remastered, and to go along with it was a little mini documentary made where a number of interesting people were interviewed about what they thought of the record. And so I thought I'd play for you a little snippet of that now to give you more context. So you'll hear, of course, the thick German accent is undeniable. You'll hear Blixer Bargeld, of course, a guitarist from the band. Other people there, Thomas Wilder, also a Bad Seed, and a few other people who pop in and out who I don't particularly know who they are. Russ Waterman is one. Chris Case, I think. Anyway, I'll let them speak of it anyway. They're talking about the album Henry's Dream by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from 1992. And then after that, I'm going to play for you an outtake, a rarity called Blue Bird.
Henry's Dream is just this, like, immense cavalcade of sound.
I like the way it sounds. I feel bad saying that on camera because it's my understanding that the band themselves do not like the way it sounds. And so I don't want to sound like, you know, the guy who doesn't get it and doesn't know what it was supposed to sound like, you know, but to me, that record swells. It has a fierceness of attack.
I've read in a lot of interviews that he didn't like the production on the album, that he had this producer, David Briggs, who had produced a lot of Neil Young's records, and he got him because he was Neil Young's producer. And he didn't like the sound that he was producing. And then later on, I interviewed Jennifer from Royal Trucks, and she was saying that they loved that Henry's Dream album, and that was the whole reason they used David Briggs as a producer, was because they loved the production on the album. And they were telling me that David Briggs used to wear a sharkskin suit and would just dance in the studio, and that his method of production was just to dance. And then if he stopped, he called himself the vibologist, and he would stop dancing if he didn't like the music, and that was the only way they would know whether or not to stop playing, was they'd look out in the window and see him dancing. And I often wondered whether Nick Cave had a similar experience.
It was a disaster, actually. I don't know why. My David Briggs was a famous guy, and he made cool recordings with Neil Young, I think.
If you ask me, altogether, I think it was absolutely unnecessary. That guy did not have more expertise than this band combined. That band, I think the Bad Seeds were very much capable of knowing what they were doing. And maybe that is different now, or with Nick Lonnie. But at that point, we knew what we were doing.
It's the only record that's been produced by a name producer. And there was quite a lot of shopping around.
I think there were a couple of meetings with possible producers. I took part in one of them, which was the... I forgot his name. He produced several Rolling Stones records. He produced... He is infamous for having invented the cowbell riff for Honky Tonk Woman. And I think he produced Primal Scream after that. I forgot his name. He looked like Buffalo Bill. And we had a meeting with him, and then I believe there were some other meetings with other producers.
I got a bluebird on my shoulder. I got a bluebird on my shoulder. I saw her standing by the water. She was naked, her hair in great disorder. And I know, I sent a warning.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
And this is CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus in Vancouver. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. I just played for you a song there that was a rarity, an outtake from the Henry's Dream sessions called Blue Bird. So I'm playing these tracks because it's exactly 20 years ago, almost today, since the release of Henry's Dream by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. So I hope you enjoyed that little retrospective. I also played for you a short clip from a small documentary that was made about 3 separate Nick Cave albums relating to the releases, the re-releases of the digitally remastered albums of Tender Prey, The Good Son and Henry's Dream. So you heard Blixa Bargeld and a few other folks talk about the experience 20 years ago since Henry's Dream was released.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. You can find old shows, podcasts, at the show blog. Go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and plenty to listen to set lists each week. You can contact me by email too. Say hi, request a song. I always enjoy hearing from listeners. Now, coming up later in the show is part 2 of my interview with Steve Kilby from The Church and the side project Isidore, and of course many other projects, but this week I'm featuring tracks from the brand new Isidore, and I'm going to be asking him a little bit about the music industry, about creativity itself, actually how he honed his craft, and about where he came from, how he grew up in Canberra, and how that informed his creative focus. But for now, let's play some new Australian music. Now, these 3 bands I'm about to play are very well, they're becoming quite well known now over here in North America. The 3 bands that have kind of made a bit of a push. The first band is Royal Headache. So their self-titled release came out in the US on May 8th, so just a few days ago. And so the band is called Royal Headache, and definitely a band to watch. They topped the Mess and Noise website for their band album of the year from last year. So Mess and Noise is a really, really good website. And if you like, you want to find some of the best Australian music, go to that website, messandnoise.com. So that website rated the Royal Headache release as the best album from last year. So that's definitely something to sit up and take notice of. And so they've made a push in America with their self-titled release. So I thought I'd play for you a track from theirs. Spin describes them as approaching the hooksmanship of 70s power pop with sore-throated, sweat-spackled kinetics that's fully in step with their hardcore roots. So that is Royal Headache. I'm also going to be playing for you The Twerps, another band that's starting to make some waves overseas. They're from Melbourne. They got a 7.9 rating on Pitchfork for their self-titled debut. Another strong, very melodic band. Simple guitar lines and lyrics. They're very inspired by the sound from the Flying Nun record label from New Zealand, of course. So it says here actually in their review that they always wanted to write a song like The Clean's Anything Could Happen. So if I get time, I might play that track just to compare and see what this influence on the band is. And also Pond. They're another band that is to watch for from Australia, that they've made some waves. They play the South by Southwest and apparently top some kind of poll there. I know these things are all subjective and can be, you know, momentary and a flash in the pan, but anyway, it's worth mentioning, especially given that NME have lavished praise on this band as well. They described their fourth album here as a sun-baked sprawl that's part classic rock homage and part chortling piss take. So anyway, let's hear these three bands. They're bands to watch out for in the current crop from Australia: Royal Headache, the Twerps, and Pond. I'll play for you Royal Headache and the Pond first, and then Twerps, and then I'll squeeze in that track by the Queen.
I'm told you to take it off.
My flares are getting in my lens.
Still one man.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back on CITR and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Three acts there to check out who are making some waves here in North America, three Australian acts. First up was Royal Headache. I played the track Down the Lane. Then we also heard Pond with Moth Wings from the latest release, and Pond made caused quite a stir down in South by Southwest, I believe. And then finally, the Twerps was Through the Day. And I've wanted to play for you there a track that was an inspiration for them. So The Clean, the last track you heard there was The Clean, that classic band from New Zealand. With Anything Could Happen. It's a classic track you can find on their anthology release. So the Twerps from Australia, very heavily influenced by The Clean. Flying Nun, of course, is a wonderful record label. I've got so much more I need to play from that label in the coming weeks. So New Zealand, I haven't forgotten. We're going to get back to you. So it's time for part two of my interview with Steve Kilby of The Church. I've spoken to him before in the past. He's always really wonderful to talk to because of his rich knowledge of musical history and just extremely insightful human being. Great to have on the show. So last week we spoke about the Isidore Project specifically. Isidore is his side project with Jeffrey Kane as a duo. So there's a new album out called Life Somewhere Else. So we're going to play some more tracks from that today, and I'm going to ask him a few questions. So let's keep the ball rolling. Here's some Isidore for you.
Jesus, sometimes you me. I'm looking for trouble. You double dare me. I'm looking for truth, but I'm too aloof. I wasted my youth looking for proof. Please repeat and prepare me. I've never thought of it before. You're watching everything I do. They say now come let us adore. And it's a door we've all been true. Sometimes you shock me. I'm looking for peace now. Please now try to unlock me. I never noticed it before. You walk beside me all the way. You were the stranger on the shore. As I was changing day by day. We'll be right back. times you deserve me. I'm searching for money, funny how that hurt me. I'm searching for fame and I'm playing the game. I'm running from blame and it's all the same. Please come here and convert me. I never thought of it before. You're watching everything I do. You say now come let us adore. And it's a door we all been through. Never noticed it before. You walk beside me on the lake. You were the stranger on the shore. As I was changing day by day.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks very much for listening. This is a little feature on Steve Kilby. Continuing from last week, Steve Kilby of The Church and side project Isidore. So I just played for you a track from the new Isidore release called Life Somewhere Else. Isidore is Steve Kilby and Jeffrey Kane. Jeffrey Kane is American from a band called Remy Zero. So Jeffrey does the music and Steve the lyrics and singing. Beautiful release, this one, Life Somewhere Else. The track you heard was Some Reverse Magic. So last week we spoke about the release specifically, and I asked Steve also about his love of yoga, bhakti yoga particularly, the yoga of devotion. And I highly recommend re-listening to that podcast if you're into yoga. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded. You'll get all the podcasts, including last week's part one chat with Steve Kilby. So I asked Steve first up about the artistic process and what he went through as a younger person to develop his unique vision. And of course, you just need a consistent inner focus for what you're doing. Like, that requires so much, like a... just focus. And actually, that was one of my questions then. I remember my friend Sarah said that you posted once, and I regret not reading it, something about you posted online, your little essay about the sort of the cocooning necessary for a young artist, like when you're starting out and necessary to lock down, get your thing together, what you're doing. Can you speak to that, about that necessary cocooning process and how it might have worked for you way back and what you still do to maintain that single-pointed focus?
I have always been lucky in that I grew up in Canberra, and when I grew up in Canberra in the 70s, it was the most boring place, and everybody there was only concerned with this kind of status, a very boring kind of status too, like where they were in the public service, and it was kind of very boring. And after I left school, I didn't have any friends, and I had a band, but because of that other thing we're talking about, I treated these guys badly and they kicked me out even though I was the singer. And so I kind of ended up through much of my youth being isolated. I couldn't find... If I'd been in Sydney, I wouldn't have had that one-pointedness. I would have been out running around taking drugs or chasing girls or down at the beach. But in Canberra, I couldn't find... There were no drugs. There didn't seem to be any drugs, girls, and there certainly wasn't any beach. And I couldn't meet any like-minded people. So I kind of retired to my bedroom with my record collection and sort of obsessed about the records that I liked and obsessed over trying to learn to play bass guitar. And then later on, I got myself a four-track machine, which was one of the first domestic four-track machines ever available, which goes back to what we were talking about before. But once upon a time, even if you wanted to do a four-track recording, you were talking about hiring some big place and having one of those guys in white coats like you see in the Beatles documentaries doing it all. And then you still couldn't get at it. Every time I'd been in these little home recording studios, I could never get at what I wanted to do because I always had to go through some guy. And if I didn't know exactly the right lingo, he was going to go, oh, you mean echo, you don't mean reverb, and all this kind of stuff. Oh, no, you can't do that. No, we couldn't do that. So when I finally got that, I became really obsessed, and I spent all my life in a bedroom with a tape recorder and a couple of guitars, and in that way I kind of honed what I was doing and discovered who I actually was and sort of tried to drop all the influences and sort of become myself. But I think if I'd been living in Sydney or Melbourne, I don't think that would have happened. And the great advantage of that was when the Church first got in the studio in 1980 to make our first record, I'd already made that record. I'd already made it on my four track. I'd already done all the demos, I'd written all the songs, and I knew how everything was supposed to be. And if I just think if we would have gone under without any sign at all, if we'd just gone in that studio raw, because the engineer and producers, they didn't understand what I was trying to do. For example, I had this very simple thing. There were two guitars in our band, and I wanted them to be even all the time. And these guys, I remember sitting in there, actually, with my thumb on the fader, trying to put up what the engineer was calling the rhythm guitar. And I'm trying to push it up, and he's got his thumb on the other side trying to push it down. And I'm actually looking at this guy in the eye, pushing the thing. He's looking at me, and we're starting to, you know, and he's trying to push it down. And I'm like, I know that I want... And he's going, but man, it's interfering with the solo. And I'm going, but that's what I want. I don't want to have a solo guitar. I want to have two guitars creating this ambience between them that I was getting at home by recording two different guitars and putting different effects on. And then that was happening with the Church as well when we started up, when we had two guitars. And then in the studio, they were trying to stop that happening and do this whole thing like, this is a solo, so that means the other guitar has to go down. And, I mean, that was just one very basic example. And I learned how to double-track my vocals, and I learned how to put just a touch of a keyboard in that you can't really hear behind a guitar to give it a kind of a sort of an ambient depth. Of course, when they heard the keyboards, oh, we got to turn this right up. And I'm like, no, you're not supposed to hear that. What do you mean? Because it was 1980. People didn't, you know, they're all a bunch of old idiots from the 70s were running the studios and producing and stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't have had the courage to fight for what I wanted if I had known on my own that it worked.
Right,
you see? So that was that cocooning process. Really learning all about all the tricks, even if it was just on a four-track. It's a bit like sort of practicing on a Cessna and then getting in a 727, like those terrorists did.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sort of like, you know, you practice on this small thing, but it's still got all the basic principles of when you get in the big studio, you know what to do. But up until then, these guys... I've been in studios with bands before, and they always, these engineers and producers, they've never let you do what you wanted to do. They always thought they knew better. And of course they didn't. They were just, otherwise they would have been musicians themselves, not just packs in a studio.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's a really good explanation. And
I'm a little bit of a parlor.
get more. It looks a little bit like it's falling outside your door. I put my mind in your machine. I'm already there. I feel so blind, I look so clean. Evening wear and tear. I put my hand so far between the land and the air. I want to get back. I had a little hit in some realming during the slow crack. I got a little bit of a name there. Then all went black. But now I got a little befriended. My mind in your machine. I'm already there. I feel so blind, I look so clean. Leave me wear and tear. I put my hand so far between the light and the dark.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and some more Isidore there, Steve Kilby's side project with Remy Zero musician Jeffrey Kane. So I played you a track there from Life Somewhere Else, the latest Isidore release. The song was called Ready Made. So this is the second part of my chat with Steve Kilby, and he just gave an illuminating description of his cocooning as a young artist in Canberra, the sort of process that he went through over the years to that led to the intense vision that he still produces in his work. And I'm going to ask him a bit more about Canberra, and I mentioned up the top that I grew up there myself, Canberra, the capital city of Australia. I should add, just for completion, I grew up in Canberra as well, so I know exactly what that was like.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I went to Marist College, so in the Woden Valley area.
In the Woden Valley, which suburb were you in?
Pierce.
Pierce?
Pierce.
Well, you know what? I had a girlfriend in Pierce, and every time I went to visit her, my father used to say, that's an appropriate name, isn't it?
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
And my Uncle Ken Bennett still lives in Pierce.
Oh, wow.
He still lives in Pierce. So, I know Pierce very well, just under the... And Peter Coppers is from Chifley, he was from Chifley when we met, when he was 18 and I was 19. He was living in Chifley with his parents.
Ah.
So there you go.
In Western Creek, yeah. Well, yeah literally, I mean, that's how I coped with going to an all-boys school and being cold all the time.
Oh.
I spent years listening to records, and I wouldn't
that's
be sitting...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have this passion now if I hadn't done that, because, I would have been doing something else. You know?
There was something in the air that fostered... you know, I've the people I knew in Canberra who were into music... I don't think I've ever met people in Melbourne and Sydney who had that same... Because there's always so many other things you can do in Sydney or Melbourne.
Mm.
But in Canberra, that was it.
Yeah.
A record player, some records, and I used to drive over to Kingston, and there was a shop there that used to bring in the NMEs and the Melody Makers at the same time as England. You didn't have to wait for that 3-month lag.
Yeah.
So I was always like... I was always 3 months... Of anybody I did know who was into music, I was 3 months ahead of them. I was actually reading NME as it came off the press last week. Instead of, there was a real lag. So the Sex Pistols would come out in England in December, but you wouldn't find out about it until April in Australia or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And did any... Were there any key concerts for you then, like bands that actually came through Canberra that just shook up the whole city, you know, like that you can remember? Like, I mean...
No, not really. I tell you, people always surprise when I say I saw Skyhooks.
Yeah.
at the Canberra Theatre, and they were amazing. In 1974, they blew my mind.
Hmm.
They were so far... I used to hate that thing of... the Australian thing of, like, as epitomised by Billy Thorpe, like a guy with long hair and denim clothes would come on, crank up a loud guitar and play blues solos, you know.
Mm.
My baby left me, I feel so bad. I hate that kind of fucking music.
Mm.
I hate that bluesy, rocky, rootsy, masculine stuff.
Mm.
So when Skyhooks came along and they were all kind of dressed up in weird costumes and playing this kind of very clever music with kind of, that was nothing to do with that, I was really knocked out by them.
Mm.
I saw Lou Reed at the Canberra Theatre, who was really disappointing. I saw Kraftwerk.
Wow.
I saw Tangerine Dream, who were amazing, who actually came out from behind their machines, and the three of them sat in deck chairs drinking cups of tea looking at the audience. And that was quite confronting for an audience in 1975.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
They're sitting in deck chairs drinking cups of tea looking at us, and the things are still going just like they were when they were behind them. So don't they have to play them or what? You know what I mean? So it was like a real, it's kind of situationist thing.
Yeah.
But, I went to England in 1978 and I saw bands in London that blew my socks off. Or they showed me... I saw a band in Japan called Japan, which was David Sylvian's band.
Mm.
I saw them play and they did a few things that kind of really... They were doing these things that I was kind of getting to, where the bass line would remain the same. The bass line's kind of this busy melodic bass line that's playing the same thing, and then the music around it would start to ascend or descend.
Mm.
So you've got this fixed point in the middle staying the same, but as the music, as the guitars and the keyboards change around it, you sort of performs this trick where you feel like you can suddenly feel like you're falling through the floor, or you can feel like you're being elevated up higher and higher, and yet because one instrument's playing the same thing, you get this incredible tension every time. And I was just beginning to kind of play around with that in my home studio, that whole idea, which had never really occurred to me before, because I when I first started writing songs, I thought, you know, when the guitar plays a C, the bass plays a C, and the organ plays a C, and everything, I started experimenting around and seeing other things. I was starting to sort of pick up the ways, the different kind of tricks that kind of rock music has up its sleeve, which I hadn't perceived up until then.
Sure, yeah.
both dropped out of Sunday school. I couldn't believe it, I didn't want to stay. We used to roam around in the bush, pretending it was Hindu Kush. I still can see it like it was today. Yeah, I'm the same now. But you're different, who can I blame her? Everything's changing, I'm just a stranger. We used to hang around and hack a tip. The line was moving like a ship. I could not fathom how we didn't fall. We used to wait for butterflies oncoming through the summer skies. The moon was rising and surprising us all. Yeah, I'm the same now. You're different, who can I blame now? Everything's changed now. You're just a stranger. Everything's changed now. Yeah, I'm the same now. Yeah, but you're different, who can I blame now? Everything's changed. You're just a stranger. Everything's changed now. Ice. We used to laugh, throw the dice. We used to laugh and ask questions later. We used to dress up as each other. Now we were closer than two brothers. We called a mermaid, but we never ate her. We used to think we were immortal. We disappear in different portals. We jump right in, a kind of lunar crater.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks for tuning in. So you heard some more there from Steve Kilby with my chat down the line where he lives in Bondi, Sydney, Australia. So really interesting to hear more of his thoughts about creativity and rock and roll. Always wonderful to chat with Steve. And we heard a track, one more track from the Isidore release. The song was called The Headlight Child. That's track 13. Isidore is his project, side project with Remy Zero musician Jeffrey Kane. Remy Zero is American. So that's a brand new release, the second release from Isidore. I highly recommend checking it out. Beautiful hypnotic music. Okay, one more bit of my chat. Of course, let's bring it all back home to the church where it all started. I asked Steve, what's happening with the church? The church, what? I know you're on a bit of a hiatus. Marty's out in the forest somewhere in Sweden.
Yeah.
Is there any thoughts yet about the next steps? Or?
Marty's out in a forest. I hope someone doesn't think he's a moose. He's feeling full of buckshot. I got a comment here. Oh, Stephen. What is the next thing for the church? We are on a bit of a hiatus. We had a little bit of a kind of a disagreement over things, and but instead of talking it out, everybody just ran off. everybody just ran off to forests, and Tim ran off to a forest too. Did Tim run off to a forest? I think Tim ran off to the coast.
Yeah.
Marty ran off to a forest. Peter ran off to his house up and his wife.
Yeah.
And I ran off to paint and record my solo album.
Oh, yeah.
But no forest for me.
Okay. Well, okay. That's good. We can't all be there.
But I reckon this is the thing with the church. This is the thing. Although we don't really like each other much, although we've been together a really long time, and although we have lots of business disagreements and we don't like the clothes each other wears and things each other said, we have something between us that will, I reckon, will pull us back together if somebody doesn't fall off their perch first. Because that's the danger with when guys get into their late 50s and you go sort of, oh, well, fuck you, I'm going to go and do something else for a few years. It's not like when you're 21 and 3 years later you come back and you're 24 and people go, okay, I've got that off my chest. It's like now we're getting the serious thing where heart attacks and cancers and stuff are like, so it's dangerous having these little things because that could be the end very easily. But if nobody dies of natural causes in the meantime, I think inevitably the church will be sucked back together like a kind of a black hole star pulling back into position because the attraction between us, the music that we can make together will always be better than anything we will kind of do on our own because we've been doing it for so long and we just have this amazing chemistry between us. And if you'd seen us on our last tour of America or our last tour of Australia, it was like three standing ovations every night.
We just
simply are one of the best bands in the world at what we do.
Absolutely.
And so I think that our own gravity will pull us back together, even though right now everyone is very disgruntled with everybody else.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you will be back, and I certainly look forward to it, Stephen.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you finding time. It was wonderful to connect again. Yeah.
Okay.
Can't buy a lake in the black and white. Demon. hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org. And we're just about at the end of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We heard there a track off the latest release by The Church, The Dead Man's Hand, untitled number 23. Because Steve Kilber just spoke up about The Church, where they're currently at, to wrap up my little chat with him down the line from Bondi. So that's been over 2 weeks. You can catch part one of the chat on Google. Go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and the blog will come up as your first hit. So, chat with Steve Kilby. And now, it's time for a bit of Synth Cake. Synth Cake is a great local band. They're playing their release for their new album at Interurban Gallery tonight, if you're around Vancouver. Synth Cake tonight. So let's play for you a couple of tracks from Synth Cake, and I'll say goodnight right now. And African Rhythms is up next. I really hope you enjoyed this show, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
So blow on the coals while you go on with your needle. trap that drunk window smoker, tied and drooling, flapped and stunk, pillow stroked my hand, pooling must be peas strapped or hung that fellow, broke my grand stool dust, he seized, stung or wallowed, hope or glands, ruled my lust. Heaving clots and lists, nor seizing crap, that bunk indoor broken ride and fooling.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Don't care.